NewsRamp, Industry and Manufacturing Podcast, Wednesday evening, August 5th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI power delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com, puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, JOST, divest Haiva's tipper body business in India to Belrise Industries. JOSTS has agreed to sell its Indian tipper body operations to Belrise Industries Limited in a strategic move to enhance operational flexibility. The divestment, expected to be completed in the fourth quarter of 2026, will not impact JOS revenue and earnings outlook for the fiscal year. CEO Joaquin Durr stated that this aligns with their long-term growth strategy, focusing on core hydraulic and tipping solutions under the Haiva brand.
Accelleron appoints Ravin Pillai Ramsamy as president of the service division. Accelleron appoints Ravin Pillai Ramsamy as president of the service division, effective October 1, 2026. Pillai Ramsamy brings extensive international leadership experience in industrial services, engineering, and M&A. Accelleron CEO Daniel Bischofberger expresses excitement for Pillai Ramsamy's appointment, highlighting his track record in leading global service organizations. Pillai Ramsamy joins Accelleron from Sulzer, where he currently serves as Division President Services.
Surgeon, payer, patient win, the economic and workflow advantages, positioning Gelerin C as a new standard of care for knee cartilage repair. Regentis Biomaterials Limited advances Gelerin C as a new standard of care for knee cartilage repair. With recent European regulatory approval for a next-generation manufacturing process, increasing production yield by 400%. The company's strategic focus on scalable manufacturing, surgeon training, and U.S. Phase 3 clinical progress aims to improve unit economics and deliver innovative cartilage repair technology to the market.
Rock breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc. expands project holdings in prolific Abitibi Belt. LaFleur Minerals Inc. expands its gold project holdings in Quebec's Abitibi Greenstone Belt by acquiring 27 mineral claims totaling approximately 701 hectares adjacent to its Mackenzie East project. This move increases LaFleur's land position to over 23,100 hectares across 490 claims and includes ground with a historical Mariska gold showing. The company plans to explore this area through data compilation, drilling, and other activities, while also refurbishing its Beacon Gold Mill for upcoming operations.
Tech media breaks, why Boxable Inc. is one to watch. Boxable Inc. is making waves in the residential construction industry with its factory-built modular housing system. By streamlining the home building process in controlled manufacturing environments, Boxable aims to offer standardized, efficient, and cost-effective housing solutions. The company's innovative approach has garnered global attention, especially with its flagship product, the Casita, a 361-square-foot studio unit that unfolds on-site in under an hour. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/bxbbell.
CC CodeWorks H1 2026 freight data shows supply chains moving faster despite continued market pressures. Average order-to-ship cycle times dropped by 34%, indicating faster warehouse execution. Operators improved LTL efficiency by consolidating more orders per load and shipping 26% more volume while maintaining consolidation rates. Despite rising transportation costs, the logistics industry is adapting and becoming more efficient.
Investor News Breaks. BOS, Better Online Solutions Limited, wins $1.90 million in air defense supply orders for electromechanical connectors from Israeli subcontractors. The orders, expected through 2028, reflect growing demand for air defense munitions. BOSS is well-positioned to support this demand, providing critical connector components for defense applications, highlighting its established role in aerospace and defense supply chains.
Greenland Mines Limited strengthens foothold, builds momentum through string of 2026 key moves. Greenland Mines Limited strengthens its foothold and builds momentum through a series of key moves in 2026. The acquisition of the Skyergard project, a palladium, gold, and platinum deposit in southeast Greenland, showcases the company's focus on becoming a significant player in the mining space. Additional acquisitions, including a rare earths asset, highlight Greenland Mines' transformation into a two-division mining company. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.